And then I started learning more about Laura Lee and her background, and I thought, I have to have this woman up here. So straight from Branson in Missouri with her band, I was going to say infamous, which is like more than famous band, known as the Coarse Crazy Cowgirl Band. Did I get that right? We hope to get the whole band up here one of these days. So I'm very happy to introduce my new friend, Laura Lee.
Thank you. Guthrie, who's one of the finest songwriters that ever lived of Americana songs. And he said in his autobiography that he felt that he had never written a melody in his life. He said, I just listened to songs that I knew as I was a kid, and I just adapted them, and I stole every single one of them, he said. And as some of you may know, he was hired in Washington State by the power company to write a song a day, which he did for I don't remember how many days. But I learned about these songs and other songs from a wonderful woman who put together an incredible book, which I wore out, and you may know her. She's quite a famous person. Her name is Linda Allen. And I was teaching school, and at the Washington State Centennial in 1989, there was a book called Washington State Songs and Lore. And in that book, there was many, many wonderful songs. And as I was researching to learn about more old songs and how they became the cowboy song, which is my personal interest, I realized that I wanted to know more about this lady. And I went on the internet, and there was her beautiful picture. And here she was in Holden, and I'm from Winthrop. So what were the chances of that happening? I live over the hill. So anyway, I was very first introduced to the book by my friend Shine Flagg, who actually taught me how to cook in the mountains. I've been a pack cook in the wilderness since 1983. So I worked a lot of horses and a lot in the mountains. And he found her book and said, there's a song in there. And he was raised up Cub Creek near Winthrop. And he said, we had a Victrola, and we only had one cylinder, and the song we had was a song I'm going to do for you, written in 1912 by Harold Weeks. It's an old Tin Pan Alley song called Little Cabin in the Cascade Mountains. And I probably had 100 kids act out to this song. But Shine wanted the song for his wedding. And he was 75 and getting married. He said, I want that song, because that song I remember. So Linda collected it. Shine loved it. And this is a fun song. One is kind of fun because it is time it was ever notated was in 1927, and it's called Turkey in the Swamp. Used as a reel and a dance. Well, Carl Sandburg said he figured that it had been sung to more mules and more horses across the prairie that was worth a million wagon miles. And I want to do this song for you because I'm going to do it for you first, and it's 1927 version, and then I'm going to do some of it for you when I was a kid, and then some of it really contemporary, but all the same tune, which is interesting. Well, have a little turkey, as I was walking on down the road, tired team and a heavy load, cracked my whip and the leader sprung, says hey, hey, to the wagon tongue, turkey in the stalls, turkey in the hay, rolling, twisting, high-tum, ha-ha, hit him up a tune called Turkey in the Straw, none of which do I understand any of the words. As I was walking on down the road, tired team had a heavy load, cracked my whip and the leader sprung, says hey, hey, to the wagon tongue, turkey in the straw, turkey in the hay, roll, twist, and hot tongue, ha, hit him up a tune called Turkey in the Straw. But when I was a kid, I learned it this way. Well, I had a little turkey and it wouldn't lay an egg, so I poured hot water up and down its leg. Little turkey screamed and the little turkey begged, and the poor little turkey let a hard-boiled egg. Turkey in the straw, turkey in the snow. Bullfrog danced with his mother-in-law, sang a little tune called Turkey in the Straw. Isn't that silly? Did you ever learn it that way? And then I got working, I worked for a little while in the Sobrani School District in Oakland, and there was a group there called the Cool Music Makers, and they said, oh, we got to show you this new song we got, it's really good. And I just about died when I heard it. Well, it went to Cincinnati, had to walk around the block, can't walk about it to a donut shop. And then the lady, 5 cent piece, said, donuts out of the east. She looked at the nickel and she looked at me, and she said, this nickel looks good, you see. There's a hole in the middle, it's all the way through. Ah, but there's holes in the donuts too. Turkey and straw. Shenandoah is a word that means daughter of the stars. Truly an American folk song, it was written in the early 19th century. Made its way down the Mississippi onto the clipper ships and around the world. It tells a timeless story of a young man who's in love with an Indian girl. And he tells her father that for now he must go, but someday he will claim her and take her across the wide Missouri. Oh, Shenandoah, I long to see you all the way, rolling river. Oh, Shenandoah, I long to see you away. I'm bound away. I love your daughter, away, rolling river. Oh, Shenandoah, I love your daughter, away. I'm bound away across the wide. Thank you. songs, and many of the songs that were sea shanties were also work songs. They used them to get work done. So this one I'm going to do for you now, my other harp, is kind of fun, and it is a work song that you're going to want to sing with me, because it's going to be really fun to sing. And that's how they lifted the sails, was with this song. And I don't know how old it is, but it's old. And you're going to love it. Are you ready? What shall we do with the drunken sailor? What shall we do with the drunken sailor? What shall we do with the drunken sailor? Fly in the morning. Way up she rises, way up she rises, way up she rises, early in the morning. Put him in the scuppers with a hose pipe on him. Put him in the scuppers with a hose pipe on him. Put him in the scuppers with a hose pipe on him, early in the morning. Way up she rises, early in the morning. Give him the hair of the dog that bit him, give him the hair of the dog that bit him, give him the hair of the dog that bit him, early in the morning. Way up she rises, early in the morning. Instrument. It was the harp of a piano. It has all the strings, all the notes, and then it has just pads, and those pads knock out everything that's not part of that chord. And so you can play it pretty easily. It's quite nice. It's a little bit tricky because you can't see it while you're doing it. So that's a bit tricky. But there were so many beautiful ones. And Ma Carter, kind of the one who got it popularized in America. She's a country person, and there's lots of spirituals that are used with the auto harp, and I'm going to do one for you now that I get it. I am a fool with fairy strangers while traveling through this world of woe. But there's no sickness, toil, or danger in that bright world to which I'll go. I'm going back to see my mother. She said she'd be. I'm only going over home. inspirational. So I'm not going to use too much morphine. I have a real sore throat because I was gone on the road for and just got back. So I'm not going to keep it too long, but I'm going to do a couple more for you. This one here is kind of fun. It's a Western swing tune. So Western swing is an interesting Americana kind of a style. And it takes old cowboy kind of songs and Western kinds of themes and puts them with jazz chords and emphasizes the backbeat. So it's a very unique American style. Texas, of course, takes all the credit for it. but I don't really think they're the only ones who did it. And I'm going to start off with a little one that was written by a friend of mine, Dave Stamian. He is probably the foremost writer of the kind of music I play, which is called Western music or cowboy music. That's not country music, because country music, we consider country music rock and roll with a hat. But this is old-time music, but also modern music of the West, and I think you're going to like this song. The evening shadows sway, and the night breezes. Thank you. 19 original songs. Is that right, Linda?
Actually, a CD.
The CD. Oh,
a
CD. Of course it was. So how long did it take you to write those 19 songs?
About a year.
Very fun. And were they all in one style or many styles?
Many styles. Mm-hmm.
So I told Linda I would do a song for her that I wrote that is in Texas Western Swing style, but it's about Eastern Washington. So when the first time we played back in Branson, we knew this as a band song, and I said we were from Washington, so then they all thought we were from Washington, D.C. And I said, no, we're from Washington State. And they're looking at you like there's a state. You know, from Washington State. And then it kind of dawns on them, they think, oh, that's too bad. Raise it all the time. And I go, well, actually, two-thirds of Washington is a semi-arid desert, actually. But they don't know about Eastern Washington. So this is a tour of Eastern Washington, like if you went over Highway 20, thank you. With you. Square miles that burned this year. have mudslides everywhere. Highway 20 that goes over to the loop is now just about gone, and it's a half an hour, and they're going, they can't even get down because it's, I'm not talking very well, please forgive me. I'll try to articulate here. There are holes in the ground where the muds come down. It's eaten away the road, so they're moving everybody way over to the side. It's one lane, and it's because there's mud everywhere. And so this isn't something new, but this is going to be happening more and more for us because there's nothing to stop any of the water. So all of these drainages are coming everywhere. My friend Bob Elk lives on Highway 153, and his wife, he and Jamie were in the living room, and all of a sudden the door burst open and a wall of water came into their house. This is like a month ago. And they ran out the back door and barely got out with their lives. And it was water and rocks, just because it had come through this, what was always just a little creek across the road. And the house that was on the other across the road is in their driveway now. So anyway, this song is called Moving Mud. It's about the flood of 48. And all the stories in it are true stories, which is kind of fun. But they might not be old stories anymore. It's kind of the point of all this. Called The Sailor's Grave. It was a sea shanty. Then it became Bury Me Not on the Rolling Sea. Then it came over the pond and became the Cowboy Life and became Bury Me Not on the Lone Prairie. And then in about